Open up an awareness inside of yourself. An awareness or consciousness that engulfs you and your body and its involvement in all of your daily activities. Be totally aware and focused on your body at the moment of waking up. Your body stretching itself into awakeness. Focus all of your attention as if you're in a meditative state on your arms and legs and hands and arms as you lean down to put on your shoes. Be totally aware and focused on various parts of your body in the act of relieving yourself, as well as the act of washing yourself. Beware of the cleansing and purifying and awakening sensations of your body as it feels the contact with water. Focus all of your attention on all the different parts of your body that are experiencing the transition from the indoors to the outdoors as you walk outside. Sun and warmth on your body and the light in your eyes. Be totally aware and focused on your body in all the various activities of your day as much as you're able to do so. And utilize every body awareness and experience to you in your normal daily activity, and use this awareness to waken up inside of yourself those parts of your body which you're being focused upon. Be tremendously grateful for every single aspect of your body that is in working order, and ask for a healing for all those parts that are in need of a healing. Inside of yourself, awareness or consciousness that Hashem has always been giving you throughout all the days of your life. And He continues to do so now and will continue to do so in the future. An awareness of your unique vision and wisdom and know-how and genius and all else that you need to best meet the challenges of all that you encounter in life. And your sense of knowing. And know that despite what anyone may tell you about what they think that is best for you, if you listen inside of yourself very carefully, you will know what's best for you. Say and point out. out about you, especially those who truly care and who know in a very deep way, and allow their insights to awaken inside of you those points that you deeply know to be true, all those points that really resonate with yourself. Must make a life-changing or life-impacting decision. Go deep down into that quiet, knowing space. And with the shaman's infused assistance, make your decision. Then let it go. Feel trust and belief in yourself. Belief in that knowing place that you've invoked. You've done your best, and you can rest assured that things work out for the best. Someone or some book presents to you. Your truth and clarity of that idea is accessible to you. Just a bit of effort and probing. So dig for it and explore it and come up with an understanding that is so clear that it rings true for you. No matter what angle you take to perceive this idea, no matter what difficulties or complexities come up that attempt to blur your clarity. No matter what anyone says to the contrary, try to see how others perceive this idea. Especially those whose opinions are authoritative and very dependable. But don't leave it at that. Examine their ideas again and again until you're totally clear. Know that the way that you perceive something is valid and totally unique. It's a product of all that you are and have ever experienced. So trust your knowing and keep exploring deeper and deeper until you reach total clarity. And do this with respect and empathy and kindness for other people. Learn with the people that you have discussions with, and encourage them to get to their own clarity. And when they do, then share with each other, and then express love and gratitude to each other and to the one above for being able to share such a beautiful experience with each other. Expression. Your power to convey all that you convey in a unique and beautiful way. You see that all that you express in the world to others and even to yourself as being works of art, as being your very own masterpieces. Open up yourself to receive this artistic inspiration from above. Collect all of these masterpieces at the end of the week or the day or the month or the year. Delight in them and share them with someone close to you who will appreciate them. Become an artist of living. An artist whose way of talking and writing and whose way of body language and whose way of singing and drawing and his way of coping and perceiving and communicating, his way of doing all the manifold things that you do every day, they become works of art and masterpieces. Collect your masterpieces and celebrate them. And see which ones are best, which ones work best for you and for other people. Which ones stand the test of time, and which ones touch a chord so deep in a universal way in everyone's experience and everyone's life that you must share them with other people. Inside of yourself. An awareness or consciousness of the fact that the world is a wondrous place. A place filled with precious gems, not only physical gems, but spiritual gems. Gems of genius, people's genius. Genius that is accessible in everyone that you meet, in every page of every book or article that you read, in every song or poem that you hear. Develop a sensitivity to identifying genius. Genius that by definition is a spark or flash of insight that touches you and others to the core. Genius that retains its vividness and relevance time after time without ever losing its impact. Genius that fills up or completes something that is lacking in your life or in your very being. Become a connoisseur of genius. Seeking it out in the ones and the things that you love, and even in the ones and things that you barely know. Collect genius and share it with others, and get them to share their collections with you. And let all of the genius that you collect be an overflowing source of rich joy to draw from, for empowering and gladdening yourself and others wherever you are. Or wherever they are, whatever you're in need.